Hey, what's going on, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to another episode of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'm your host, BJ Schwinghammer. That is my real name. And I'm joined by...
James Mullen. Hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here with Mr. Schwinghammer today for this episode of the Weekend Spotlight.
So this is the episode where I'm passing the torch, so to speak, to Mr. Mullen, as I am stepping down and moving on and doing my thing. Too busy, too much stuff, and gonna miss the hell out of it, but I have nothing but faith in James because he rocks out with his socks out, I'm pretty sure.
Well, thank you so much, BJ, for saying that. I'd like to be the first one to thank you for your time as host of this program and stewarding the local music scene and the calendar for everybody every weekend. It's a huge service, so great job doing that, and it's an honor to take the baton.
Thanks, it's been a lot of fun. It is, and I am going to miss it, and people just coming up being like, man, you know, you do such good things, and thanks for pushing the music, and thanks for pushing the scene, and it's...
Yeah.
You know, I think I was just playing some music, but it meant a lot to people when they let me know that it was really awesome. all right, that being said, all right, I'm still here. I'm not dead yet. So, Schwinghammer's pick of the week. I am doing Carm Grasso because Carm's fucking
love
awesome.
Carm. Yeah, can't go wrong with Carm.
So good. And I am going to do Calamity. That was Calamity from Carm Grasso off his 2025 album Seed of Doubt. Carm, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. Great fucking album. And we are moving on now to Friday. So Friday... excuse me. We are moving on to Friday. So Friday is going to be... both the things we're talking about are going to be on Friday. So we've got the Ilium and Troy. And who's going to be on there?
So we got Ilium at Troy at 7 p.m. We've got Four Dead Kings, Black Tongue Reverend, and Vintry Hill. That's going to be one hell of a bill for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I might have to try to make it to that one. And, because, you know, it's kids' weekend, but before that, anything goes. So, screw it.
You gotta teach those kids how to rock, BJ. Haven't you seen School of Rock?
I don't know if I can teach them how to rock. They rock already pretty hard somehow, well,
you
know, so.
Yeah, in some ways, either you have it or you don't. It sounds like they've got it.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. So it's gonna be a great show. And we are going with Blacktown Reverend because it's my last show and I fucking love those guys. And this one is, and this one's got such a name to it, so well done on the name alone, guys. This is Next Experiment and Vainglorious Mind. That was Next Experiment and Vainglorious Mind from Blacktown Reverend from the 2025 album Upstate of Mind. Also amazing album. And I know I play a lot of, we were just talking about, I play a lot of like Rust and stuff like that off the album.
Love Rust. Rust is such a great track.
And but I wanted to just go for this because it's great. And I don't know. Rust gets a lot of attention. It's amazing. But I just want to make sure.
Variety is the spice of life, Mr. Swinghammer.
It is indeed. Yes, yes, yes. This is so weird doing like a two-person thing. It just changes.
It's fun. It's like a buddy cop crossover.
It is. All right. So, do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
it'd be my pleasure. So next up, we've got at McGillicuddy's at 6 o'clock in New Paltz. It's an all-ages punk night. We've got Modern Natives, Blair Baldwin, and Jalen doing an acoustic set. And we're gonna go ahead and play Modern Natives' Middleman, their single from 2023. Locked in my brain, a middleman, a citizen, trembling and scared of an ovation. There's a rock in my face, I'm fiddling, I can't believe that I jumped in and I meant to meet ya. Drown the middle nation, dead by narration, leading to damnation. Drown the middle nation, another iteration. When the cover's blown, we're left alone. No jobs, no gods, no one to blame.
foundation. There's a rock in my face. I'm fiddling. I can't believe that I jumped at it. I'm meant to meet ya. Drown the middle nation. Drown the middle nation. Fed by narration. Leading to damnation. Drown the middle nation. Another iteration. When the cover's blown, we're left alone. No jobs, no gods, no one to blame.
All right, that was Middleman by Modern Natives off their, a single they released back in 2023. Next up, we're going to be handing it over to Our Band Show for their weekly segment. We can't wait to hear from them. It's always some awesome content.
I love Our Band Show. They do some of the most important work in the 518. I say that every episode for damn good reason.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to catch up with them. We do it every week, guys. What is going on with Our Band Show?
Thank you very much, BJ, and welcome in to Our Band Show. Patrick W. Huber here, producer and director for an amazing team of recording artists aimed to film musicians in the Hudson Valley area and beyond. All aboard the hype train. We've all been there. We find out about some upcoming release, and we enjoy the endorphins of chasing down every last bit of information we can. YouTube seems to be full of influencers that are the collective conductors for all that excitement. Unfortunately, Our Band Show is not that type of channel. We're just a bunch of media enthusiasts that have been lucky to record some great New York musical talent. Occasionally, we do get to help promote these artists and their endeavors as we wish them luck on their journey to continue creating that awesome music. This week, I've learned that Wild Pink is set to release a new album on August 21st, 2026 called Still Coming Down. Back when we recorded the band, they had a song they simply dubbed New Song. Now, with that impending album, they have released a music video for it and have finally titled it Round of Applause at the End of the World. So now we await the upcoming new music from a great group of musicians, and the Wild Pink hype train is why this week I want to spotlight their performance of Bonnie One, followed by Disintegrate, recorded live at the 2025 O Positive Festival in Kingston, New York.
We were dogs. You killed the man that hurt us. You were an Irish setter with a coat the color of rust. No pedigree to speak of. I was just a mutt. When the humans saw what we did, they chased us and they cussed. Survive the jump and set upon the ledge. Too scared to be caught, to one last look. And I thanked you for your courage. I love you so, my darling one. To you, my heart, I pledge. Just to know I was once known by you, my dear sweet Bonnie One. Again, give it up for O Positive. We'll be right back. like an eagle. Find and maker. Owner and you don't believe me when I say I could have had it either way. Every good and bad thing will have to pass. Must be a long ass German word. But when you destroyed something good, something you used to love, had to let go of.
Another amazing week of fantastic music. I hope you'll check out the full videos of this week's spotlighted artist on the YouTube channel and check out some clips from our past guests on the Instagram, both at our band show. Also, for a catalog of our full sessions, check out our website, ourbandshow.com. With another fantastic weekend ahead, that's all the music I have to share with you. And BJ, I just want to send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Our band show, doing amazing things. If you haven't had a chance to really look into them, they are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ourbandshow.com. What they have already done, and when you start looking into it, there's so much. It's so, they. I mean, yeah. How much, how many
a who's
bands?
Who? A who's who of 518 artists alone, never mind people from beyond even, like, you know, because they're located down in the Poughkeepsie area, yeah. Aren't they? So, I mean, you know, they've got to even reach further south than that. So if you're looking to expose yourself to some great independent New York State music, even outside of the 518, it's you can't go wrong.
Yeah, giving people the rock star treatment always helps, man. Like, every band deserves that, you know, because everybody
absolutely
works their ass off doing
absolutely
this. And, all right, so moving on now to Metroland Now's hot single in your area. Wait, who's this?
That is Armbruster with King Under the River. You know, I just saw Armbruster announce on Instagram the other day that he's taking an opportunity to doing a new recording with a couple of other violinists. It should be a really cool release.
Yeah?
Yeah, some really awesome ambient, like, almost like church mass kind of music, I think. I think they're doing it at Mount Ida.
That's cool.
Or one of those churches around there, if I remember correctly. Definitely going to be really fun.
All right, this is King Under the River. Thank you. right, that was King Under the River from Armbruster. That's the hot single in your area this week. And, you know, in terms of Metroland, don't forget those physical copies. Those physical copies probably represent the heart of Metroland right now.
Absolutely. You know? Keep independent print media alive.
Hell yeah, dude. And you, I mean, you do a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but I am one of our staff writers, and I do the Newsfront column most of the time, and yeah. I do some reviews and some interviews. I get out and about to these shows out in the 518. Basically, you can find me on Instagram at MullenAllOver with a couple of underscores thrown in. I call myself that because I'm all over, because I'm down from Albany all the way up to Bolton Landing in Lake George, you know, getting shows. It's what I'd like to do.
Oh, yeah, and House of M is doing food trucks, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. This Thursday is going to be a really good one. So this Thursday is our third installment. Last week we had Aaron Harks and Lulu Gray, and that was so much fun.
That was fantastic.
We've actually had people who have horns. The first 2 weeks we had Uncle Frank Said No opening up as one of the three bands. And then Aaron and Lulu brought a saxophone, and I believe it was a trumpet. And just like, I was joking to somebody, I was like, they're gonna think we're bringing horns every week. You know, maybe we should. So this week we've got Shannon Taya coming. It's our third installment, and we're so excited to have her. It's actually also our first gig of Pride Month, which is fun.
Oh, that's right.
So that's gonna be a great kickoff for that, and we're looking forward to it. It's gonna be a really fun time with all of the great shops and vendors and the studios of the Shirt Factory. It's one of the best places in the Glens Falls area to get some of that independent arts and music culture.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with the food options either.
Oh, no, no, no. And honestly, I mean, Shannon's ever? Great, so
yeah,
it's be,
yeah, awesome. Have you ever had parking lot hibachi?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't and you're listening to this, you got to see it. You got to see it. It's a hell of a sight to behold.
I like the they have the Venezuelan pop up there, and they do arepas, and it's like so.
They've got something for everybody there for sure. It's really excellent.
If you can't find something to eat there, you don't have a mouth.
Absolutely, 100%.
And all right, so. While we're on the subject of, you know, Metroland and Metroland goings on, don't forget the other podcasts. It's not just me. I know you guys sit there and like, this is the only podcast on the planet. And, you know, no, it's, you got Two Normal People with Angelina Valente. You've got Unsigned 518 with Andy Scullin. You've got On Reels with, Corey Dempsey. You've got Mistress of None with Aaron Harks. There's some more stuff for you, like right there. And there you go. And that is actually it for me. It's been a hell of a run. Thanks for having me on. It's been such a crazy, awesome ride. And you're still going to see me out in shows and stuff like that. And James asked me to do a Schwinghammer Pick of the Week.
That's right.
When he takes over. So you're not going to be
off that easy.
Yeah, no. So, and it's going to be great because I still like to have a little bit of a hand in this. And so that's it for me, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me into your ears. And, you know, introduce some really good 518 music to you. And you know what? Go out, go forth, sow some discourse and some chaos, and enjoy your weekend. We all deserve it. And for the last time, you stay cool, 518.
I'm calling shotgun. Where's the party tonight? Let's take a ride with Swinghammer driving. It's the weekend spotlight.
Weekend Spotlight is a production of Unsigned 518 and part of the Metroland Now network of podcasts. Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight is produced by Andy Scullin and hosted by BJ Schwinghammer. Look for new episodes every week at themetroland.com and everywhere you stream podcasts.